Congress takes a breather, but the health reform debate rages on. Welcome to Policy and Practice, the weekly podcast from Global Medical News. I'm Todd Zwillick. The House and Senate paused for Veterans Day last week, but no rest for physicians groups. They were left weighing their options in the wake of a contentious meeting of the American Medical Association. The AMA backed the House Democrats' health reform bill, and then a coalition of physicians opposed to the package mounted a challenge to the AMA. But the AMA's policymaking body voted to continue its support. David Cook, speaking for the groups opposing the House bill, said the coalition planned to keep working for changes in the legislation.
We're going to continue to do what we've done in the past. We have some significant concerns about the public option and those kind of things, and we'll continue to voice those concerns as we move forward.
Cook said the group was pleased with two other votes at the AMA meeting. One backed private contracts between doctors and patients. The other put AMA firmly in opposition to cuts in specialist pay as a way to boost payments to primary care physicians. That transfer of dollars from specialists to primary care is already a reality for Medicare next year. Abortion is another issue that's rankling health reform, but it didn't come up in the AMA debate. In Washington, the House agreed to bar federal payments for abortion, even for women in private plans, on the health insurance exchange. The question of how and whether abortion should be covered is expected to be a major issue in the Senate. Here's Alicia Ault with more.
Pro-choice advocates are still reeling from the passage of the Stupak-Pitts Amendment in the House bill. Dr. Suzanne Popama, board chair of Physicians for Reproductive Choice and Health, called the coverage-barring amendment appalling. While it's not clear if the Senate would adopt the same language, if it does, women would be denied what Dr. Popama and her colleagues have deemed a safe and often necessary medical procedure. But Dr. Donna Harrison, president of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, applauded the House amendment and said that funding abortion has no place in health reform.
Meanwhile, the Senate has not yet unveiled its final bill. Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada is waiting for the Congressional Budget Office to provide cost figures on the bill that he's cobbled together from two separate Senate committees. A Reid staffer said the senator hopes to hear back from the Budget Office early this week. He aims to try to get the bill on the floor soon after that. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said he and his Republican colleagues will take their time in analyzing the bill before they agree to any floor votes. Now, that's Senate code for using the power granted to the minority to slow the bill down. Final passage of the Senate bill, if it happens at all, is unlikely to come before Christmas. And that's the Policy and Practice podcast. I'm Todd Zwillick.